Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers, as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, and I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind that online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, which is a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today we have an innovative and fun guest for you that's been featured on Good Morning America, The Doctors, and on the cover of the Wall Street Journal. Carolyn Barnes is a mother of two and knows all about the interruptive power of that endless to-do list, especially when it comes to workout time. So, Carolyn, as a certified Pilates instructor, she took matters into her own hands and created the ultimate multitasking program, the clean, emphasize lean, mama workout. Soon, Carolyn lost that extra 52 pounds of baby weight, toned up, and was able to take care of everything on her to-do list. So we're going to be talking about tasker size and that concept, which I love wordplay, so that's fantastic, along with her book, The Clean Mama Workout, which was just published by HarperCollins this past December. So welcome, Carolyn. Thanks for being here.
Yay. Thank you so much. It's nice to be here.
Yeah. Like I just said, I love wordplay. Tasker size is so much fun. But why don't you explain what it is?
Yeah. Tasker size, we have no time to go to the gym most of the time, and we have busy lives, and we're always doing tasks. So being a former dancer and just a Pilates instructor, et cetera, I started to just organically around my house while I was doing dishes or while I was doing laundry, et cetera, getting leg lifts and this and that, or pliés and squats. And so I basically combine the word task with exercise and come up with tasker size. And you could do it anywhere in your life. Like if you go to the park and you're with your kids, you don't just have to sit on a park bench. You could do back bench chair dips. You know,
right,
you do a
yeah,
little task
right.
of hanging with your kids or homework or going to a gas station or whatever. And then in the book, it goes into much more detail and how you can actually make it into like a really good workout where it really genuinely works.
Right. You know what? That's so funny. You kind of answered my next part of that question, which was, where can you tasker size at? And you said, you know, park bench. I thought that was, the tricep dips on the bench. Perfect. At the gas station. Now, that's pretty funny. What can you,
you know
do at
what?
The gas
I
station?
Do it. I would ambush these people just for my own video vlog and make them just random strangers, but and make them do this. But I say get into like a squat almost position while the gas is loading in your car, because that's like what, a minute at least, and you're holding
right.
a squat, but nobody knows that you're holding a squat, because like let's say you're on your cell phone checking an email or whatever, you're just kind of hanging out and you're up against the back of your car, so you can kind of be sneaky about it, but you might as well get a tight tush and not waste time.
Yeah, that's really funny, because that was my immediate thought, was that people probably would feel silly sitting at the gas pump doing a squat or something. So
totally. I mean,
beyond?
I'm not saying go to the gas pump and do it, but that's getting a little more kitsch into what I'm talking about, fundamentally speaking, you know. But I'm just, you know, for inventive purposes. But, I mean, we're really... really actually is an effective workout is in your house, in private, you put your little headphones on, you listen to Pandora, I do on my little iPhone, and then I clean my kitchen floors, it is hard, it's a good workout, and if you're wiping your countertops anyway, if you do it like the wax on, wax off way, which we can talk about in a minute, but it's hard, and you're getting an ab workout doing whatever you're doing anyway, so it's
right,
doing two
right.
birds
now,
with one stone.
Yeah, you know what? You kind of, again, are leading into to the next question, which is, what are some examples of moves for beginners, you know, people that don't really, maybe not even, they don't even know what a tricep dip is or something like that. What are some moves
exactly.
around the house,
is,
in the comfort,
yeah.
you know, they're not embarrassed, that they can do anywhere?
You can do this in your home, at your office, and in private, and then I used to call them PP presses, but that's not so great. After you go to the bathroom, or whenever you wash your hands, or let's say you bring a million snack trays into the sink, go to the kitchen sink or a sink and do push-ups count, like countertop push-ups at this thing. Do only 10. But make a rule for yourself and get into the habit of following this rule that every time I go to the kitchen sink or wash my hands or whatever, do 10. Because if I say to you or a client, okay, now we're going to do 3 sets of 10 or 100, you're going to go, no way. But if I say do 10 each time, that's so manageable and that's doable. And you have done like 50 by the end of the day or whatever.
Right, when you break it up. Just like with cardio, when experts, right, would say, hey, you can break it up. It's not like you have to sit there on a treadmill or run for an hour. If you do 15-minute walks, which could be, you know, walk 15 minutes to work and then walk back. You know,
yes,
there you go. You got 30 minutes.
Because we have little blocks of time throughout our day, and we don't always have an hour to work out or the travel time to go ahead and do it. And it's really hard to stick a DVD in and do like a workout or whatever, even though I have one and buy it. But, point being is, we have little increments of time. Now, the benefit of doing it in smaller increments is also you're speeding up your metabolism and you're burning fat and calories and like really gaining muscle, not bulk, but leaning out your muscles throughout the day. And so it's like interspersed. So you're going to keep burning after you know, while you're sleeping at night. Mm-hmm. And that's by breaking things up.
Right. And so, okay, so we have the PP push-ups, which we're not calling them anymore, right?
No,
so
we're not. We're going to call them time presses. I say, when you have the time to do 10.
Right, the time presses. You know, so you have those. You have those, Carolyn. Uh-huh. Now, what are a couple of other – tell us about the wax on, wax off.
Okay, let me get quickly into the wax on, wax off. When you clean your countertops, which we do all the time to wipe it down, especially if we have kids or, like, at breakfast, you're going to – instead of just wiping them down, take an extra 20 seconds and you're going to push down like Mr. Miyagi has taught, you know, Daniel's son. And you push down with your shoulders down. I'm going to get into just like the quick nuts and bolts. And it's all about your form and posture, but you're isolating your abs as you push and resist down like there's jelly stuck on the bottom and you're really cleaning it off with that pressure and your shoulders being down and your hips square, you're going to get deep abdominal work and you're really working your obliques at that time. And you're cleaning it up anyway, so you might as well just make another little rule for yourself and just get it in.
Right. Right now, do you think that the abs, core, of any kind of workout, any kind of move that you're doing, always be engaging those. Even if you're if you're vacuuming your living room or something, I mean, that to me would be a natural place for you to get in like a lunge or something.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, here's two things that I need to address. Core work. You can instantly look 10 pounds thinner if you have an awareness of engaging your core throughout the day, not like sucking your tummy in, but just having an awareness of your middle and standing up with like a string pulling up from the top of your head and your shoulders down, just walking around with good posture, you're going to immediately look 10 pounds lighter. That's number one. Number two, that is the fundamental basics as to how you approach every little thing that I write about or talk about, et cetera, is your form and your posture. And that's what is the difference between kicking up your legs and not, or lunging while you're vacuuming and not. If you're not in alignment, it's like, why bother? So I wanted to clarify that. And then, yes, while you're vacuuming, oh my gosh, hi, lunge. And really, you know, the technique on doing that is making sure that you're in alignment. And as you're doing the task anyway, get in lunges. And then you can do walking lunges. And you're not taking up more time doing the chore. It actually becomes less time and more efficient. And you're also getting a toning workout.
Right, right. So now going back to the time thing, right? So you're just taskercising. You're not taking more time. You're being more efficient, right? So busy moms, they have to squeeze in workout time, but they also have to squeeze in like healthy food prep time. I know you talk about grab me foods. What are those?
Yeah. Okay, really quickly, grab me foods are foods that you can grab. and easily. They are in like the primary location of eye view, you know, like when you look at anything where your eye line is, mm-hmm. that's like prime spot location. And so let's say in the front of the fridge, you want things. So grab me foods. Let's say it is an easy thing to grab a hard boiled egg because they're pre-made and they're in there. Or let's say you have a bowl of raw almonds and like berry mix or trail mix or whatever. And instead of waiting till your blood, you know, sugar drops because you're starving for lunch, you can take a couple little handfuls and then you're fueling your body. So mm-hmm. you want to avoid crashing that low, because we go all the time. And sometimes right. we forget to eat. And the next thing you know, you're cleaning your kid's snack plate and oh my gosh, that leftover peanut butter and jelly sandwich is kind of tasty, even though it's disgusting. But you're going to eat it because you're starving.
Yeah.
I'll just
yeah. So, exactly. You know, you don't want that. Do you, Johnny? You don't want
I'm
that little piece.
Brush off right, that little bit of ketchup on that nugget and eat it. Sorry. Yeah. So mm-hmm. it's like having food that is accessible to you to avoid the low, the drop of the blood sugar.
Right, the craving time where you grab anything.
The craving time where you just want to grab anything and everything. You're pre-planning. You're stopping yourself before.
Exactly.
You're not waiting till you're in that mode. You're anticipating how your body is going to. It's all about awareness.
Right.
It's
right.
all
and
about
that, you know,
knowing your body in awareness mm-hmm. and being in tune. Yes, what? Sorry.
Right. Well, I was going to say that we only have about 30 seconds left. So what's that one piece of advice for women who may be unhappy with their bodies, just had kids, can't get rid of the baby weight, that sort of thing, but they just can't seem to get on the healthy track? What will you leave our listeners with?
This is huge. You have one body. It is yours for the rest of your life. If you are happy with your body, go about it and don't complain about it. Embrace it. If you are happy, if you are not happy about it, then you have to have awareness of your patterns. You have to have an awareness and you have to have the drive to do something about it. And so understand who you are and whether you want to or whether you don't want to, and you're fine. And then stop complaining about it. Embrace it or change
you're
it.
Right. If you're going to complain, do something about it. If you're not going to do something about it, don't complain. Basically.
And be aware
yeah. and you
of
can.
Who you are
power.
And how you operate. Mm-hmm. We all can do it. We
mm-hmm.
all can.
Right.
It's true.
Well, you know
we
what?
Can make it. Yeah.
You know, Caroline, you've given us a lot of great information. I wish we had a lot more time because I know you have so much to share with our listeners. So, everyone, to learn more about health and wellness coach Caroline Barnes, Tasker Sizing, the Clean Mama Workout book, and her DVD, Get Lean While You Clean, please check out cleanmama.com. Thank you, Caroline, for a fun and informative interview.
Yay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And that's 2M, C-O-M-M-A, by the way. Thank
okay,
you.
Right. Okay. Thanks, it's Caroline. And
up, whatever.
That's
bye.
Okay. They'll find it. They'll find you, I'm sure.
It's
you,
all good. Yes, I'm out there. Okay.
Okay. This podcast is presented by Annie Dennings of the national publicity firm Annie Dennings PR, who is the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. It's a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. Please enjoy more of those podcasts and posts on JenningsWire.com. Discover the bloggers that might be perfect for you. Thanks so much. Till next time.